Okay, Kelly, thank you very much for your time. I was just wondering what you think overall of the budget, your overall thoughts, please.
Sure. Well, from what I've seen so far, from a purely disability perspective, I would say the thing that sticks out most so far for me is the $661 billion for training and offering new job spots for, I think, 70,000 South Australians. I'm just wondering how much of that training will be specifically for people with disabilities, catering to their needs and allowing them to make a viable contribution to the economy and to the state as a culture.
Okay.
Because obviously their education needs are different, and I think there's an undeniable link between education and training and employment. So I'm just hoping that a lot of that funding will be going to specifically training for people with disabilities.
It seems that there's a lot of emphasis on health in this budget generally. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think there should be a focus on health, to put it simply. Wayne Swan just said that there are physical pressures related to an ageing population, and of course, as people age, they are no longer able to care for people with disabilities as well as they once were. Also, as people age, they develop disabilities. And so I think that this is where we really need to see recurrent disability funding come into place so that there are insurances, if you like, in place for the pressures of this aging population.
Okay, and in general, are you happy with what the issue addresses? Is there something you think that should have been addressed, maybe?
Well, not having watched the whole budget yet and only having seen not even half of it, it's very hard to judge. But I think from what's been said, there are definitely some steps being taken in the right direction. Of course, I haven't heard anything disability-specific as yet, but I'll be looking out for that and hoping that it does happen.
Right. And, okay, I'm just sort of... Okay, great. Thank you. Is there anything you wanted to add? I mean, I know that specifically there wasn't much information to go by for disability, but I'm wondering, was there anything you were least happy about?
This point that Wayne Swan has made about the government trying to ease the cost of living. I'm just wondering what will be done to ease the cost of living for people with disabilities, because I don't know if you're aware, but modifications that people may need to make to their houses or cars or whatever are not tax deductible. And so basically you can buy a car for, say, $20,000-$30,000 and then have to pay a further $70,000 to get that wheelchair accessible, just for example, and that is not tax deductible. And for people who are parents, you know, there are physical hardships enough, but for parents and carers of people with disabilities, and indeed people who are trying to survive solely on the disability pension, tax breaks, wherever possible, related to their disability equipment would be much appreciated.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your input. And yeah, there'll be more update on our website. So thank you very much for your input.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Lovely talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.